It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. John Moe is away. I'm Jeff Horwich. Imagine if your car insurance company and your in-car navigation device started talking to each other. Oh, they'd share everything. And occasionally, they'd even share with you.
You took that corner a bit fast, Jeff. Remember, we give you these low rates for a reason.
Insurance companies in the U.S. have been playing with this general idea of tracking you while you drive. But it's in the U.K. that we now have a rollout of this truly magical tie-up between car insurance and a consumer gadget that millions of us already carry. The navigation units come from TomTom. They send your real-time driving behavior to a U.K. insurer called Motorquote. The idea is pretty basic. Drive safer, get better rates. Jonathan Zittrain at Harvard Law and the Berkman Center for Internet and Society thinks this is great.
I see no reason why people's driving behavior shouldn't be counted for or against them on their insurance rates. And given the amount of injuries and fatalities coming from car accidents that might be preventable, it might really have an impact on people's driving and on accidents.
Give me a sense of what exactly they can keep track of. What are they spying on while you're driving around?
Well, if you've got a GPS in the car, you can find out exactly where the car is, where it goes, and thanks to distance equals rate times time, you can find out if you're here at one time and there at another, this must be your speed.
But of course, we are trading our privacy to an insurance company. So Zittrain has some conditions.
You don't want the insurance companies to just on their own unreviewably say, oh, by the way, we've looked at your data and you're kind of a bad driver. You know, send us more money. Your rates just went up. I think we'd want to have a system where people own their own data generated by these GPSs, can choose to share it not just with the insurance company they have right now, but with any other candidate insurance company and say, hey, does anybody else want to offer me a better rate?
TomTom is giving away their devices to try to entice people to enroll in this program in the UK. And those devices will not only be logging what you do, but they'll be giving you feedback in real time about how well you're driving. What do you think would be the effect of that?
I think it can be very powerful. The studies that have been done on instant feedback of that sort suggest that people might actually be interested in improving their driving and their safety if they can. It might give your passengers reason to pipe up and say, hey, the car doesn't think you're driving so well.
So a device directly in front of you that can second what your mother-in-law is saying from behind you. What's not to love about that? Time to report the findings.
According to a recent study,
the Pew Research Center's Internet and American Life Project finds adults mostly behave cordially and experience happy thoughts when they're social networking. On the other hand, 1 in 10 of us has had a face-to-face argument. 1 in 6 has ended a real-life friendship because of something on a social network. Lee Rainey's with the Pew Center.
Of course, a lot of people sort of discover things about their friends that they didn't really know. We have watched people, for instance, learn things about the political beliefs of their friends that astounded them. We've seen people talk about other people in ways that were not necessarily known.
And in a very small number of cases, they actually wind up punching that person in the face.
Yeah, not as much as teenagers. Teenagers are more likely to get into physical fights, but 3% have actually got into a physical fight with someone else based on something they experienced on these sites.
So maybe mind that advice from Dr. Seuss, Fox and Socks, I think it was. Maybe better to be bitter than a Twitter battle beating. I think that was it. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.